Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. His brothers said therefore to him, Depart from here and go off to Judea, that your disciples also may witness your works which you are doing. For no one does his works in secret when he seeks to be publicly known. If you are doing these things, display yourself to the world. For not even did his brothers believe upon him. Jesus said therefore to them, My time is not yet here. But your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it does hate me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. As for you, go on up to this feast, I am not, yet, going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come. With these words he remained in Galilee, but when his brothers had gone up, then he likewise went up to the feast, not publicly, but as though in secret. The Jews therefore were looking for him at the feast, and kept saying, Where is that man? There was also much muttering among the people concerning him. Some indeed were saying, He is a good man, but others, No, he is deceiving the people. None, however, spoke about him openly for fear of the Jews. But then, at the midpoint of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. And the Jews were filled with wonder, saying, How does this man possess learning, when he has had no learned teaching? Jesus answered them and said, The teaching I give is not mine, but comes from him who sent me. If anyone purposes to do his will, I shall know of the teaching, whether it is from God or whether I am speaking from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of him who sent him, he is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you is keeping the law, why are you seeking to kill me? The people answered and said, You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered and said to them, I wrought one work, and you all marvel. Now Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a male on the Sabbath. If a male is circumcised on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Judge not according to appearance, but render righteous judgment. Some therefore of Jerusalem were saying, Is not he the one they are seeking to kill? And behold, he is speaking openly they say nothing to him. Have the rulers perhaps recognized that he is indeed the Messiah? Yet we know this man, where he is from, while the Messiah, when he comes, no one knows where he is from. Jesus therefore, as he taught in the temple, cried out and said, So you know me and you know where I am from. Yet it is not on my own authority I have come, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know, but I know him, for I am from him, and it is he who sent me. They kept seeking therefore to arrest him, although no one laid a hand on him, for his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed upon him, and kept saying, The Messiah, when he comes, will he do any greater miraculous signs than these, which this man wrought? The Pharisees heard how the people were muttering these things about him, so the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to arrest him. Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while am I with you, then I am going unto him who sent me. You will seek me but will not find me, and where I am you cannot come. The Jews therefore said to one another, Where does he intend to go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to those who are dispersed among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, You will seek me but will not find me, and where I am you cannot come? Then on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come unto me, and, let him, drink, he who puts his trust in me. Even as the scripture said, Out of the depths of his being shall flow rivers of living water. Now this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those believing upon him would receive, for the Holy Spirit had not yet come, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Many of the people, therefore, on hearing this utterance said, Truly this is the prophet. Others said, He is the Messiah. But some said, No, for does the Messiah come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that from the offspring of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David was, the Messiah is coming? A division therefore arose among the people concerning him, and some of them wanted to seize him, yet no one laid hands on him. So the officers went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they asked them, Why did you not bring him? The officers answered, No one ever spoke like this one. The Pharisees therefore answered them, Have you, too, been deceived? Have any of the authorities believed upon him, or have any of the Pharisees? But this rabble, who know not the law, are accursed. Nicodemus, the man who came to him by night and was one of their number, said to them, Does our law judge a man before first giving him a hearing and learning what he is doing? They answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and see, that no prophet has arisen out of Galilee. Then they went everyone to his home. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, however, he came again into the temple, and all the people were gathering around him, so he sat down and began to teach them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman, one who had been taken in adultery. And when they had stood her in the midst of the people, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now in the law Moses commanded us that such should be stoned. What therefore do you say? But this they said only to put him to the test, to find an accusation against him. But Jesus, stooping down, began to write with his finger upon the ground. Then as they kept asking him, he raised himself lip and said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And stooping down once more, he continued writing on the ground. Now at hearing this, and being convicted by conscience, they went out one by one, beginning with the eldest and even down to the last, and Jesus was left alone with the woman, standing in the midst of the people. Then when Jesus straightened up and saw none but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those who accused you? Did no one keep on condemning you? And she said, No one, sir. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and sin no more. Jesus therefore once more spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees said therefore to him, You are witnessing concerning yourself, your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered and said to them, Though I am witnessing concerning myself, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I am going, while you know not where I came from or where I am going, you judge according to the flesh. As for myself, I am judging no one. And if I also am judging, my judgment is valid, for I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Furthermore, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one witnessing concerning myself, and the Father who sent me is witnessing concerning me. They said therefore to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words Jesus uttered in the treasury, while teaching in the temple, yet no one put him under arrest, because his hour had not yet come. Jesus therefore addressed them once more, I am going away, and you will search for me, and in your sin you will die, where I am going you cannot come. Therefore said the Jews, Will he perhaps kill himself, since he says, Where I am going you cannot come? So he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I told you that you will die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. They said therefore to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Altogether that which I also told you. Many things have I to say and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true, and for my part, the things which I heard from him are what I am saying to the world. That he was speaking to them of the Father they did not grasp. Jesus said therefore to them, When you shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then will you know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but am saying these things as my Father instructed me. And he who sent me is with me, the Father did not leave me alone. For I am always doing the things which are pleasing to him. By his saying these things many believed upon him. Then said Jesus to the Jews who had believed him, If you continue in my word, my disciples are you indeed, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. They made answer to him, We are offspring of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How do you say, you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say to you, everyone who is practicing sin is a bondslave to the sin. Now the bondslave dwells not in the home evermore, but the Son dwells evermore. If therefore the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. That you are offspring of Abraham, I know, but you are seeking to kill me, because my word has no entrance in you. I am declaring what I have seen in the presence of my Father, and you therefore are doing what you have seen in the presence of your Father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were children of Abraham, the works of Abraham you would do. Instead, now you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the works of your father. They said therefore to him, We were not born from fornication. One father have we, even God. Jesus said therefore to them, If God were your father, you would have loved me, for from God came I forth and have come. For not on my own have I come, but he sent me. Why do you not comprehend what I say? Because you cannot give heed to my message. You are from your father the devil, and the desires of your father you desire to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and for the truth he has not stood, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks falsehood, it is from his nature he speaks, for he is a liar and the father of falsehood. Yet because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Who among you convicts me of sin? But if I do speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God heeds God's words. It is for this reason you do not heed them, because you are not of God. The Jews therefore answered and said to him, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I have not a demon, instead, I am honoring my Father, and you are dishonoring me. But I am not seeking my glory, one there is who is seeking it and judging. Verily, verily, I say to you, if anyone shall keep my word, he shall not at all see death forever. The Jews said therefore to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets died, yet you say, If anyone shall keep my word, he shall not at all taste death forever. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Whom do you make yourself to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing, it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God, yet you have not known him. But I know him. And were I to say that I do not know him, I should be a liar like you, but I do know him, and am keeping his word. Your father Abraham exulted in that he would see my day, and he saw it, and rejoiced. The Jews therefore said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Upon this they picked up stones to hurl at him, but Jesus hid himself and, going through their midst, departed from the temple, and went thus on his way. Now as he was passing along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, so that he was born blind? Jesus answered, It is not because this man sinned, or his parents, but that the works of God might be shown forth in him. It behooves me to be doing the works of him who sent me, while it is day, night is coming, when no one can work. As long as I may be in the world, I am the light of the world. Upon saying these things he spat on the ground and formed mud with the spittle, then he applied the mud to the blind man's eyes and said to him, Go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. He went off therefore and washed, and came back seeing. The neighbors therefore, and those who had known him as a blind man, said, Is not this he who was sitting and begging? Some said, It is he, but others, He is like him. The man himself said, I am he. They said therefore to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus formed mud, and he put it on my eyes and said to me, Go off to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went off and washed, and received sight. They said therefore to him, Where is he? He replied, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now it was on a Sabbath that Jesus had formed the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees also began to ask him once more how he had received his sight, and he said to them, He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I now see. Some of the Pharisees therefore said, That fellow is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a sinner work miraculous signs? So there was a division among them. They said again to the blind man, What do you say concerning him, since he opened your eyes? And he said, He is a prophet. The Jews, however, did not believe about him that he had been blind and had received sight, till they called the parents of the one who received sight, and asked them, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How is it he can now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but how he now can see we do not know, or who opened his eyes we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. These things his parents said because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed together that, if anyone should acknowledge him as the Messiah, he should be banished from the synagogue. This was why his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So a second time they summoned the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give praise to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered therefore and said, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but I now see." And they spoke to him once more, "What did he do to you? How opened he your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you wish to hear it again? Do you also wish to become his disciples?" Then they railed at him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this fellow, we know not where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "This truly is a marvel, that you know not where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, him he hears. Not in all time has it ever been heard that anyone opened the eyes of one born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him and said, "You were utterly born in sins, and are you teaching us?" And they thrust him out. Jesus heard of their thrusting him out, and when he had found him, said to him, "Do you believe upon the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe upon him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is speaking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he bowed in worship before him. And Jesus said, "For judgment came I into this world, that those not seeing might see, and that those seeing might be made blind." And those of the Pharisees who were present heard these things, and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who enters not the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, such a one is a thief and a robber. But he who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and his own sheep he calls by name and leads them out. Even when he pushes out his own sheep, he goes his way before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But a stranger they will not at all follow, but will flee from him, because they know not the voice of strangers." This allegory Jesus directed at them, but they did not grasp what it was that he was telling them. Jesus spoke therefore to them again, "Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief comes not but to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life, and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hired man, who is not a shepherd, to whom the sheep are not his own, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf seizes and scatters the sheep. The hired man flees because he is a hired man and cares not himself about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hired man, who is not a shepherd, to whom the sheep are not his own, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf seizes and scatters the sheep. The hired man flees because he is a hired man and cares not himself about the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know those who are mine, and I am known by mine, just as the Father knows me and I also know the Father. And my life I am laying down for the sheep. And other sheep have I, which are not of this fold; those also must I bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. Because of this does the Father love me, that I am laying down my life, so that I may claim it again. No one is taking it away from me; of my own accord am I laying it down. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to claim it again. This command received I from my Father." Because of these words, therefore, a division arose again among the Jews. And many of them said, "He has a demon and is mad; why do you listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the words of a demon-possessed man. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Now the feast of the dedication was being observed at Jerusalem, so it was winter, and Jesus was walking about in the temple, in the colonnade of Solomon. The Jews accordingly gathered around him, and they said to him, "How long are you holding our soul in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works which I am doing in the name of my Father, these are bearing witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall in no wise ever perish, nor shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them from the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one. Because of this the Jews again began to pick up stones to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works showed I you from my Father, for which of these works are you stoning me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we are not stoning you, but for blasphemy, because you, a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say to the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because I said that I am the Son of God? If I am not doing my Father's works, do not believe me, but if I am, even though you believe not me, believe the things which I am doing, that you may perceive and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. They again sought therefore to put him under arrest, but he went forth out of their hand. And he departed once more to the other side of the Jordan, to the area where John was at first baptizing, and there he dwelt, and many came to him. And they said, John indeed wrought no miraculous sign, but all the things which John said of this man were true. And many believed upon him there.